Thank you, Co-Chair. Excellencies, as this is the first time I'm taking the floor, I would like to start by introducing myself very briefly. My name is Khalil Hashmi. I'm the new permanent representative of Pakistan. And I'm very glad that my first day of work in Geneva coincides with this important meeting. I look forward to working in close coordination with all of you, not just for the preparation of the 11th session of the Commission on Investment and Enterprise, but our wider areas of work in UNCTAD. I also express my gratitude to the Division on Investment and Enterprise for its work. Co-chairs, much has been said already. I just want to echo and add our voice to some of the themes or areas that have been stressed. One of them is, of course, it goes without saying, adequate financing, both national and international, are vital to achieving the SDGs. Realization of this ambitious agenda is, of course, not possible without mobilization of additional sources, tapping into additional sources of financing. As has been referred before, UNCTAD's World Investment Report estimates that developing countries face an annual gap of $2.5 trillion in SDGs relevant sectors. This gap seemed unbridgeable since last year, since global flows of foreign direct investment fell by 13% to $1.3 trillion. Fortunately, Asia and Africa were spared this decline. However, many Asian and African countries individually suffered the declining trend in FDI flows. Robust FDI flows can accelerate achievement of SDGs targets, especially those related to areas of priority for developing countries, such as poverty and hunger and inequality. Co-chairs, to steer the FDIs towards the achievement of SDGs, governments should create favorable and enabling investment environment. Among some of the most important instruments for attracting investments are special economic zones. Some countries, including my own, are undertaking new special economic zone projects to accelerate economic diversification and promote sustainable growth. These zones represent major drivers of future FDI growth. International cooperation on zone development is likely to become increasingly important with the current challenging global policy environment for trade and investment, rising protectionism, and shifting trade preferences. Co-chairs, FDIs can contribute to many of the SDGs and targets, such as in the areas of renewable energy, infrastructure, as well as technological upgradation and innovation. I'd like to recognize the significant contribution of UNCTAD's Program on Investment and Enterprise to the achievement of SDGs and Agenda 2030. I hope UNCTAD would continue its positive work across its three pillars, and that is the research and analysis, consensus building, and technical cooperation. I thank you.